This is Digging Deeper, Episode 6. We discussed earlier the question about calculating the Shemitah year. If a person is aware of the year post Chorban Bayis Sheni, but unaware of the year within the Shemitah cycle or when the next Shemitah cycle will begin, the Gemara explained through our use of Shitas Rashi, how to get to that calculation. What you would need to do is add one additional year to the count of the post-destruction period, and then whatever number you have, you can divide it by 7. Because, according to the way the Gemara, the Rashi reads the Gemara, and then the Gemara that we read, is that the Churban was the year, the counting of the Churban, of year of the counting after the Churban began the following year, whereas the Shemitah, year one, was the year before. In other words, year two of Shemitah was year one post-Churban, therefore we add one to post-Churban to make them 2 and 2, and then you can divide everything by 7. Now, if we use Rashi's calculations, the way Rashi learned it from, I guess his Kabbalah from Rav Shvira Gaon, was that 172 years before the fourth millennia was the destruction of Churban Bayis Sheni. If you subtract 172 from the year 4000, you get to the year 3828. The Churban Bayis Sheni occurred in the year 3828, which actually is the equivalent of 68 CE, not 70 CE. But that's not exactly Shitas Rashi. If you look, Shitas Rashi seems to be understood that, according to him, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 69 CE, not 68 CE. So when it's 172 years before the fourth millennia that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, perhaps it was into the 172nd year. And therefore, it was really the year 3829. In fact, everyone agrees that the Second Temple was built in 3410, and everyone agrees that the Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. So if you do the math, 3410 to 420 comes out to 3830, which would be 70 CE. However, Rashi actually understands that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the 420th year. What would then emerge is that, according to Rashi, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 69 CE. So even though from the Gemara it sounds like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, according to Rashi, in 68 CE, it really is 69. And that 172 Kabbalah that he talks about, it must be off one. So according to Rashi, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 69 CE, and the Shemitah cycle began the year before, 3828. Now Rabbeinu Tam, or Tosfos, understands that the Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years and was built in 3410, and he writes that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the 421st year, which means that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, like we understand it, 70 CE. And when would the year of Shemitah be, according to Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shemitah year would be the year before, 3829. So both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam understand the Gemara that the Shemitah year was 1 year ahead of the count from Churban Bayis, which began the following year. But they disagree when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 70 CE, and according to Rashi, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 69 CE. But how do we get to the proper Shemitah calculation? If you follow Rashi's calculation and you're starting the count from 3828, you're actually a year off. Even though we observe Shemitah the year 5775, Shemitah, according to Rashi, would have been the year 5774. Rabbeinu Tam, however, would be correct. because 3829 is divisible by 7. That is certainly our practice, and the counting begins from the year 3829. Now, the Rambam does have a hybrid approach. He takes some of Rashi and some of Tosfos. The Rambam agrees with Rashi that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the 420th year. In other words, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 69 CE, equivalent to the year 3829. But according to Tosfos, going with the opinion of the Gaonim, that year, 3829, was the Shemitah year. In other words, the counts are actually equivalent, that year one of the Churban and year one of the Shemitah are the same. Which means a few things. Number one, he agrees with Rashi that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 69 CE. He agrees with Tosfos that the counting begins in 69 CE, 3829. And he also must not follow the Girsa in our Gemara, which says you have to add on a year to post-Churban to get it even with the Shemitah years, because according to him, the Shemitah year and the Churban date were exactly the same. But whether you follow Rabbeinu Tam or you follow the Rambam, at least with regard to the Shemitah count, they are correct. And the year 5775 is along that same, is divisible by 7, along with the year 3829, and that is how we paskin. We do not paskin like Rashi, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. However, historically speaking, we follow Rabbeinu Tam's approach that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 70 CE, not like Rashi and the Rambam. Now, the tour in Choshen Mishpat rules in accordance with Rashi. And again, following that approach, our Shemitah years are off by one. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah rule like Tosfos, they rule like the Rambam, and that is what we do today. Now, there are those that assert we have three opinions here. You have Shitas Rashi, which was 68 CE, Rabbeinu Tam 69 CE, and the Rambam 70 CE. So you have three opinions and not two opinions. Nevertheless, the accepted approach is that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 70 CE, 3830, Shemitah was 3829, and that's how you get to where we get to. Now, we are familiar with the Heter Mechira, that on the Shemitah year, we have this concept where we sell the land to someone who's not Jewish, and then we're able to enjoy they can work the land, and we can enjoy the peros, because we don't own it anymore. And a lot of people are unhappy with relying on the Heter Mechira. However, there is some type of sniff to be megal based on our uncertainty, since, at least according to Shitas Rashi, and maybe even Shitas Rashi and Tosos, the Shemitah year is not the actual calculation. We're not observing Shemitah properly. Then maybe on the Shemitah year that's accepted from the Rambam and the Gaonim, maybe we have what to rely on and say, okay, well, Heter Mechira already is something which we can rely on, and now we have another reason to be even more lenient, because it may not actually be the correct date of the Shemitah year. Now, if that's the case, then maybe we should go the opposite way and be machmir all 3 years and say, you can't have Shemitah for all, you can't enjoy products for 3 years in a row, but we don't go that far. And nevertheless, whether you rely on Heter Mechir or not, the calculation begins from the year 3829.